top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q, the big station.
This is the midday news for Tuesday, January 30. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Kalinago Chief Charles Williams concerned over the manner of home construction post-Hurricane Maria. Expert review launched on effectiveness of early warnings for 2017's hurricane season in the Caribbean. And a Russian Su-27 jet flies within 5 feet of U.S. Navy surveillance plane in international airspace over the Black Sea on Monday. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash.
Shop at Courts today to revamp your style, renew your energy, and redecorate your home with up to 50% off appliances, furniture, and electronics. Get the TCL 28-inch LED TV for as low as $699 cash. Save $200, weekly $10, or save $300 on the Indorama 32-inch cooker for only $1,999, weekly $28. Plus, pay absolutely nothing down and nothing for 30 days. Clarence prices on old items to make room for new arrivals. Offer on for a limited time only. Thursday, January 25th to Wednesday, January 31st. See in store for new arrivals. Courts, bringing value home.
Are you interested in traveling the world? How about doing some home renovations? Or maybe you'd like to upgrade your business for maximum profitability? Then it sounds like you need Fast Cash. Well, Dominica, we're here for you. Come into Fast Cash to apply for your loan today. Whether you need a consumer-based or business loan, we're located at 1921 King George V Street, Rosa Dominica, and on the corner of Bay Street and Hillsborough Street, Portsmouth. Telephone 488-3278. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Kalinago Chief Charles Williams has expressed concern over the manner in which a number of homes in the territory are being constructed post-Hurricane Maria. The Kalinago Chief says a number of homeowners, due to the shortage of building materials, are not following the correct building practices. The Kalinago Territory was one of the hardest hit areas during Hurricane Maria, with over 95% of the houses impacted.
Parliamentary representative and myself have been discussing housing. And we were looking at if we could get some tools and equipment to utilize the local lumber, the trees that were fallen down during the passage of Hurricane Maria, so we could get local lumber to rebuild the community. But we have not been successful in that respect. We noticed that there's a strong resilience privilege going on right here now, activity going on here, people salvaging what they had from their houses and they putting up their houses. And we cannot tell them not to do that because everybody looking for their privacy, everybody looking for their independence, everybody want to be a man of his own, somebody of their own. So based on that, we are encouraging them. I think the central government, through the Ministry of Kalinago Affairs, got some galvanized and we're supporting the people, but we want them to put up their, they want to, them to have their frames, their nails, their purlins, everything in place, and then they get the galvanized. But while that is so, my worry is the houses that are being put up are materials that's being salvaged after the hurricane and is not 100% guaranteed. And because of that, we are worried that should this year's hurricane season become as active as last year's hurricane season, we wouldn't like to see our houses go back down flat again, and the little effort we put into it, the expenses and the material we put everything in it, goes back down flat, right down. So we have some concerns.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vittel, has blamed the current day social ills in Dominica squarely at the foot of the Labour Party government. Vittel says the style of leadership portrayed by the DLP administration is divisive and partial in opportunity. The DFP leader went on to list some of the acts he claims were committed by political figures in a government.
But some of the social challenges we face go beyond just employment. And employment is important, don't get me wrong. But the examples we are betraying, even persons in high office in government, even persons in the political realm, they have constantly displayed examples that undermine the social and the moral fabric of our country. That's clear. I mean, they disrespect our laws. when governments give clear indication and political persons give clear indications that they are not going to respect the law and that no law can stop them, then it translates into a problem of crime and unruliness. I mean, we have a country where people feel that they can do whatever they want. But part of that is fueled by the behavior of our politicians. Part of that is fueled by the behavior of persons who don't respect the law in the first place. When persons look and see the kinds of resources that some of our government officials have, or some of our politicians have, and they compare and say, well, you don't have the kinds of job to generate those kinds of resources. You don't have the kinds of businesses to cause that, yet you have that kind of resources. It creates resentment in the society.
General Manager of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Florian Mitchell, is advising groups who organize activities for Dominica's Carnival to ensure they include the corporation in their activities so that the necessary bins are placed in strategic locations for collection of garbage. Mitchell is referring to the Solid Waste Management Corporations Act, which speaks to public events, and says the company's role is to ensure garbage is properly disposed of after major events on island.
In that any organizer of a public event supposed to satisfy the state, meaning the Solid Waste Management Authority, that they have the capacity, one, to provide sufficient litter bins, and two, to ensure that the location that they are utilizing is clean within a certain time frame, within 24 hours after any activity, that place is supposed to be clean from any litter thereof. Because the interpretation of the law is that once we are gathering people in any public event, somebody is going to drop something, and thus receptacles supposed to be put in place. And again, we are appealing on every single organizer. I mean, we know we're in the active season, carnival, all those calypso, all those things, you're going to gather people. And again, we have a form that every organizer could call our office. We'll make the form available to you. You would fill out that form. You would detail on the form who's collecting for you, where you're going to locate your receptacles. If you do not have that capacity, the Solid Waste Management Authority could assist in that vein to ensure that your premises, the area that you're utilizing, is clean after the activity.
Mitchell says in an effort to keep Dominica clean and green following Hurricane Maria, persons must adhere to the days stated under the Dominica Solid Waste Management Schedule for garbage collection.
Dominica is our island. I mean, this is what we call home. To many of us who've traveled different parts of the world, I mean, we still call Dominica home. I mean, Dominica is a beautiful island. Dominica is a wonderful place, friendly people, well, easygoing. But I mean, in terms of our practices, in terms of our keeping our environment clean, I mean, we have a lot to do from a residential standpoint. I mean, a lot of our communities, and I'm just going to call a few areas. I hope the people do not feel offended, but that is what we are seeing on the ground. And we are appealing to not just, sometimes the people in the community say, oh, it's not me, it's a motorist. But we're saying, if you see a motorist is driving in the Goodwill area and they put something by the Lindomat, I mean, if you see something, talk to the person about it. I mean, take the registration number. Take a picture. I mean, we have social media. Pass that information on to the Solid Waste Management Corporation. We'll be able to use the police, use our enforcement arm, and see how we could address some of the issues. I mean, if you pass in certain areas, the truck would clean, probably by the Fatima Church. I'm just calling some names. People don't feel offended. And as soon as we clean, 2 seconds after, the same area, people would probably give a vagrant some 5 cents or $2 and allow them to put stuff out. And we always say that it's our community. I mean, we are the ones living there. And why should we put stuff out and deface the public? I mean, we are Dominicans, and even if you are a foreign national living in Dominica, I mean, we should do better than that.
Member of the Dominica Medical Association, Dr. Victor Emmanuel, is concerned about the level of education which exists between the public and private health sector. He says the public health sector treats the private health sector as if it doesn't exist. However, going forward, he would like to see a better relationship between the two, as this will augur well for both sectors. Dr. Emmanuel says he has had meetings with high-level officials about the matter with the hope that the issue can be resolved.
The public health sector treats the private health sector as if the private health sector does not exist. It's as if there's a, you know, we sometime or another in the past maybe were together and now we're divorced. So they don't know us. I like to see things in order and so on. And in a system, everybody has a duty, everybody has a function. And if everybody performs a function, everything works well. Simple as that. I want to know, why is it that every time the X-ray machine breaks down or the CAT scan machine breaks down, the only way that we can find out, or the only way I find out, is because I send a patient up to the department and they are told when they get there that the machine is broken, so call back in about 2 weeks and or whatever period of time and we'll tell you whether we can do your X-ray or your CAT scan. Is it so much to ask that somebody who is in charge of the hospital X-ray machines or somebody who is responsible for it can just write a memo? There's technology, there's age of technology now. You write a letter and you press a button and all the emails go out. The emails go out to everybody in the health system. Now, you have an 87-year-old man who can hardly walk, goes all the way up to the X-ray department or to the lab, who also don't tell us about what they do or what they don't do or what is unavailable because the machine is broken and so on. That person, 87 years old, can hardly walk, takes a bus or gets to the hospital however he can or she can, only to be told, well, we're not doing this lab test because the machine is broken down.
Dr. Emmanuel says the private health sector should also be informed by the public health center when there are changes within the health system, such as new medical directors, epidemiologists, outbreaks, and specialists, so that private doctors can refer their patients to the right doctors or to the correct labs.
Communication, simple communication. There are personnel who come to the hospital, they have new specialists who come, there are new orthopedic surgeons, there are new obstetricians, they are new this, new that. Nobody knows. Nobody knows who to refer to at the hospital. It occurs to me that, quite frankly, the public health sector only knows the private health sector when, for example, there is an epidemic of something. So they want us to sometimes take specimens or to fill out forms for them so that they can keep track of the and have their figures and everything for, you know, their own purposes.
President of the Dominica Press Corps, Gavin Richards, has announced the possibility of a name change of the organization. He says this will be decided at the organization's annual general meeting called for February 3rd, 2018.
Well, my views are that I will always, you know, want to do what are the wishes of my of the people that I represent. You know, and it was felt by some senior broadcasters that the word press corps kind of limited us to a certain set of workers, and just felt maybe that we could look at another name.
So hence we sent out a poll to our membership. You know, with a suggestion, and then the membership would vote online, and then that will be presented at the annual general meeting. So it's possible that we could have a name change to, you know, reflect the whole media family of fraternity in Dominica, or maybe the name could stay the same. So it all depends on the vote. I'm not privy to the way the vote has gone so far. I'll get that information on Saturday at the meeting.
Richard spoke to Q95 News on Monday, and Digicel Dominica has committed close to $1 million towards the rebuilding of the Castlebruce Primary School. This was announced by the parliamentary representative for the Castlebruce constituency, Johnson Drygo. Following Hurricane Maria, Digicel Dominica pledged its commitment towards the rebuilding of the east coast of the island. Drygo says work is intended to commence in the upcoming weeks.
So Digicel has committed some $998,000 into the Castlebruce Primary School. So we want to thank the Digicel Corporation for this significant support to the Castlebruce constituency. And of course, they will be repairing other schools in the constituency as well, Concord and Salvier and Laplane. They'll be doing other projects, but their largest scope of work will be at the primary. Mm-hmm. Just on Saturday, we visited the site. The Digicel local CEO, the regional CEO was on island as well, and Digicel engineer whom they have contracted for these projects. We visited the school, and I'm happy to report that Digicel has made it clear that they intend to start the project within weeks, so that we can be ready for the opening of school in September. So it means that post-Maria, a number of projects are either ongoing or about to commence in the Casabos constituency.
Meantime, Drago says due to the extensive damage to the school, the entire structure has to be demolished.
Mm. As a matter of fact, the entire school is to be demolished because of the structural damage.
Cool.
Casabos Primary. Because of the structural damage it suffered during Maria, most of the walls caved in and the steel were just twisted and so on. So the entire school has to be rebuilt. Presently, the Casabos Primary is housed at the Casabos Secondary. Mm-hmm. So there's a shift system at the Casabos Secondary where the Casabos children, they go to school in the afternoon, and the secondary school program continues in the morning.
In other news, an expert review has been launched of the effectiveness of early warnings in the Caribbean during the devastating 2017 hurricane season in order to strengthen resilience against future disasters. The World Met Organization and regional and international partners will make the assessment as part of the Climate Risk and Early Warning Systems Initiative. Findings are expected to be published in 2018 ahead of the next North Atlantic and Caribbean hurricane season. The 2017 season was one of the worst on record, causing hundreds of casualties and reversing socioeconomic development in hardest-hit territories. It was by far the costliest on record. In Barbuda, 90% of the infrastructure was destroyed and Dominica was devastated. Hurricanes Irma and Maria killed more than 300 people. And a Russian Su-27 jet performed an unsafe intercept of a U.S. Navy surveillance plane while it was flying in international airspace over the Black Sea on Monday. Three defense officials told the CNN. The American pilots reported that the Russian jet came within 5 feet of the U.S. plane, according to two of the officials. The Russian jet's action forced the U.S. Navy aircraft to end its mission prematurely, one of the officials said. The U.S. State Department issued a statement late Monday accusing the Russians of flagrantly violating existing agreements and international law.
And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Kalinogo Chief Charles Williams concerned over the manner of home construction post-Hurricane Maria. Expert review launched on effectiveness of early warnings for 2017 hurricane season in the Caribbean. And Russian Su-27 jet flies within 5 feet of U.S. Navy surveillance plane in international airspace over the Black Sea on Monday. The news is brought to you compliments Courts, Dominica Limited, and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station.